Welcome to the One Wyoming Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Thorburn. You can follow me on X at @by_RyanThorburn. There is a link in my bio on X where you can click and find all of my stories at gowyo.com. It is Mountain West Tournament Week for hoops, so we'll be heading down to Vegas, which is very exciting. The Cowboys have won 18 games this year. That's an uptick from 6 already in Sundance Wick's second season. They've won 5 out of their last 6. That's the first time that's happened since the turn of the century to end a season. And a lot of momentum for Wyoming going down to Vegas to play UNLV on their home, well, in their home arena, not technically their home court. So that worked out well 4 years ago. Wyoming beat them in this same scenario and received an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. So they'll have to make a much deeper run than that to get the NCAAs, but it should be a really fun game. Both teams are completely different than when they played in Laramie, the one time they played this year. And, you know, I think it's going to go down to the wire, and I like Wyoming's chemistry in that game. We'll see what happens. But we're going to get into some football this week. Football never sleeps, and it's Pro Day on Wednesday in Laramie. Wyoming obviously has a lot of senior graduates that are going to be, you know, demonstrating their skills in front of NFL scouts and personnel, highlighted by John Michael Gillenborg, who we're going to have on the podcast. J. Mike really crushed it in Indianapolis at the scouting combine. In fact, NFL.com named him to their all combine team. That doesn't surprise us that no J. Mike, because he's a really freaky athlete, and I think he has a chance to do some big things in the NFL. He's healthy right now. He's in a great mood. I watched him work out the other day. So looking forward to hearing from J. Mike coming up. And we're also going to hear from Caden Barnett, offensive lineman, who's in this draft class. Caden did really well at the Shrine Bowl. A lot of highlights on the internet with him going head-to-head with some defensive pass rushers. So those two guys probably have the best chance to get drafted. You know, obviously Jack Walsh is in that category. But just watching these guys come back to Laramie and work out, it was fun because you have guys like Evan Svoboda, who looks like an NFL player. We'll see what happens with him. You know, every year, guys like him go undrafted, sign, go to training camp, and all of a sudden they're on a roster. So we've seen what Frank Crum did through that route. And then there's guys like Sam Scott, who's just a freak athlete. Watching Sam do the vertical jump, I was like, are you sure you didn't play hoops in high school? He did not. He's that kind of athlete. So guys like Sam Scott are going to test really well and hopefully get into NFL camps. And then you have, you know, Evan Eller and Braden Johnson and Tyce Wesselin and Ben Florentine. Maybe not the freakiest athletes, but just outstanding football players. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys do. Again, that's Wednesday afternoon in the indoor practice facility. It is open to the public. It begins about mid-morning, so if you're interested in watching these guys work out, feel free. And then right after that, at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, Wyoming UNLV kicks off the Mountain West Tournament in Las Vegas on Wednesday. So here, without further ado, here's Caden and J. Mike. All right, everybody. I'm joined now by Caden Barnett, Wyoming offensive lineman. Caden, you're back in Laradice getting ready for the pro day next Wednesday in your familiar stomping grounds. Since the last football game at Wyoming for you, what's it been like getting ready for the NFL draft and what's kind of your process been?
Yeah, I'm just working on the little things. I want to improve my technique. I've been watching a lot of film, working on my technique with, you know, just trying to get word from everybody I can to figure out what I can work on and what I need to improve on rapidly. So, yeah, I've been really focusing on these running drills, showing how I can move. So, yeah, I'm pumped.
You, you know, the old Twitterverse had some good highlights of you at the Shrine Bowl, you know, taking it to some defensive linemen. Did you feel like you made a good impression at the Shrine Bowl? And like, who, what kind of teams did you interact with?
Yeah, I mean, we it was kind of like speed dating. We met with all 32 teams multiple times. And so it was... it was a great experience. I just want to show I could play at a high level, and I think I did that. And I definitely put some things on film that I wanted to, but obviously I still got a lot to improve on.
How much did your versatility at Wyoming playing different positions help you going forward? Is there a set position in the NFL, or is it going to be like college for you where you could fill in different spots?
Well, I'm definitely going to play wherever I'm told, and I think I can play wherever I'm told. I think primarily I'll be a guard, but I can definitely snap. I can play center, and obviously I play tackle. So,
this is a much deeper group of Wyoming guys getting ready for Pro Day this year than last year. Some impressive guys. I was watching some of your workouts today. Obviously, Jay Mike is the headliner in terms of what he did at the Combine, but what's it like to be back around these guys, and how much will that help you guys not only to be in your familiar habitat, but to be, you know, supported by so many of your teammates?
Yeah, so not training in Wyoming, it's been like 3 months since I've seen them. And, you know, part of me thought, part of me was a little nervous to come back because it's like, is it going to be the same? But at this minute we started talking, it was the exact same as it was. So it's been so good to see them, and I've been training with them for a few days now, going to keep training with them to the Pro Day, and I'm excited to see what they do.
So after the Shrine Bowl, obviously this is more of a physical thing, like what kind of athlete you are. What are you looking to show these scouts and representatives from all these teams?
Yeah, I think I'm obviously known as a powerful dude. I can move people, but I want to show them I can move laterally. I'm fast. I mean, I can move. So that's kind of what I'm wanting to put on the table, show what I can do. So got to go get it.
So without you and Jack next year, the O-line is going to look a lot different at Wyoming. You guys were staples for so long. But you mentored a lot of good young guys, and they have some transfers coming in. What do you think the future of that room is as you become a fan now?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people stepping up. I mean, I'm just coming back and hearing stories. I'm excited. I know Giovanni, Braylon Jenkins, Caleb Hall, all those young guys, they're definitely stepping into a role now and showing what they can do and how to lead.
I know one guy that has made some NFL headlines recently is Frank Crum, you know, catching a touchdown pass, blocking kicks. What kind of inspiration is Frank for you guys to – I mean, he was undrafted. Yeah. Now look what he's doing.
No, I mean, it is so cool to see. Just the talks we had in the locker room, him telling me what his plan is, what his dream is, and him just – show me the steps to take to accomplish that. I mean, he is living every one of our dreams right now, and he's what I look at to be like, this is what I want to do. I mean, when he scored that touchdown, I was jumping off my couch. But then the competitive nature in me starts getting a little bit flustered, like, how is he doing that? And I'm not. I need to be there too. So I'm so pumped for him. It's so cool to see having a baby too. I mean, he's living life right now.
All right, Caden, it's great to see you back in Laramie. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I'm pleased to be joined by Wyoming tight end John Michael Gillenborg. Jay Mike, welcome back to Laramie. You guys are working out. Pro Day is next Wednesday. What's it like to be back?
It's good to be back. First of all, thank you for having me on. It's good to be back with the boys. I think we got like 20 dudes doing Pro Day, so there's a big group of us. We're having a lot of fun, like catching up and all that. But yeah, it's good to be back. Gotta get reacclimated to 72-20. So, yeah, excited.
Of course, you represented the team at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Did pretty well, named to the All Combine team. What was your mindset going in there? Did you figure with your athleticism, I'm going to do great at this, or were you nervous? What was kind of your mindset?
I mean, I was really excited just to show. You know, show off the athlete that God has gifted me to be. And that's kind of just the mindset that I think you have to have going into that. We train for our whole careers here at Wyoming, you know, a great developmental program to become the best athletes and football players we can. And then you have like 2 months after the season before the combine to refine like any techniques on the 40 and all that stuff. But when it comes time to go out and do it, it's just, you know, go do your thing. And I think that's a mentality I had for sure, was just go have fun. And yeah, I was nervous. I mean, it's the combine. Everyone watches it, and I remember watching it when I was younger and all that stuff. So I was a little nervous, but it was a lot of fun for sure.
So some of the numbers I just jotted down from that, 4.640, 4.22 seconds in the 20-yard shuttle, broad jump 10 feet 8 inches, vertical 35.5. They listed you at 6'5", 249. Can you take us back to when you first got to Laramie and first stepped into this weight room and how much those numbers have increased?
Oh, wow. Feels like it was yesterday, to be honest. It's crazy to think about, you know, the time when we got here, what, like 5 years ago to now. But I would say I was probably 215, heck of a lot slower, a heck of a lot weaker, have a heck of a lot less quick. I couldn't give you exact numbers, but yeah, I mean, what Wyoming and Coach Donvall has done for me and for everyone that comes through this program is unrivaled, in my opinion, especially for non-Power 4 program. So, you know, I can't thank Coach Donvall and the staff enough for the time that they put in with us throughout the 5 years. And, you know, thankfully I was able to show a lot of that out at the combine.
So my Twitter algorithm, probably because of what I do and everything, looked like a lot of Buffalo media were asking you about Josh Allen and, and all that stuff. But that just speaks to, you know, how big it is to have the MVP of the NFL from Wyoming. But what was that like doing media interviews, talking about Josh Allen? I'm sure you did other cities and that whole process, and then also talking to all the teams.
Oh, it was really cool. Like, that's kind of what the combine is. It's you, everyone sees on TV the events and stuff, but we get there like 5 days before the events, and you have all these medical evaluations, all these interviews, of course, media stuff, and it's a really exciting time, but like, it's a lot to do, and you know, that's what people don't see. But the media stuff's kind of fun. I enjoy that part, and to be able to talk with Buffalo and, you know, Kansas City, where I'm from, among other cities and teams, was really cool. I know that Buffalo fans and media love Wyoming, and rightfully so, because their head man, Josh Allen, is from there, and to be able to, you know, play with him one day would just be an absolute pleasure.
Of course, he's the ultimate developmental story for Wyoming, but, you know, some of the guys you probably know, obviously, you know, Frank Crum is catching touchdown passes in playoff games, and Chad Mumma was here the other night watching his sister play hoops. What's it like maybe to be that next generation of guys to represent Wyoming in the NFL?
I mean, it's a blessing for sure, and I think the class that I came in with, we got a lot of dudes that are going to show out at Pro Day and have a chance. You know, last season didn't go how we wanted, and that's really what we're here. What we were here to do was win football games. But we have a lot of great individual men, football players, athletes, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch them show out on Pro Day and see what happens come draft day and all that stuff. But to be able to represent the university is, you know, that's why we came here. That's why we stuck around. So to have that next to our name when people look us up potentially in the future is definitely something I'll be proud of, and I know the rest of the dudes that you'll see on Pro Day will be as well.
Yeah, it was fun just watching you guys a little bit in the weight room today, and you know, you got guys like Sam Scott that look like they should have played basketball in high school, and there's some good athletes in this. Do you think anyone's going to surprise these scouts?
I just from being here for a few days back, you know, with the guys that train here and also the other dudes that train outside of here and have come back, you know, we're kind of regrouping and still doing some workouts and stuff and prep for next Wednesday. Everyone has shown something that's like, wow. I mean, I was at the combine and I saw like the most elite football players in this class. But like what's a lot of the guys are doing in this group is like as good, if not better, athletically. And it's just another testament to this program and the guys we got the guys we had in the squad and in this class.
Yeah, and obviously your roommate Evan Svoboda physically is ready to go. It's just a matter of catching up, you know, being a tight end. But before I let you out of here, I guess you did so well at the combine. You know, oftentimes when that happens, maybe you don't go through all the hurdles at your pro day. But what are you looking to do, you know, at pro day to kind of take that next step?
I'll bench press for sure. I wanted to wait until I was here with the boys. I know that's always a really fun. I think it's the first thing we do, so like the energy's up and all that. And I'll be doing football drills, like running routes and all that stuff, with all the other dudes that are doing that. So and outside those things, supporting the boys, I'm really excited to watch them show out and see the last couple months of prep and all that has done for them out on the field on Wednesday. So supporting the boys.
Awesome. It's great having you back in Laramie, J. Mike. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thanks to Caden Barnett and John Michael Gillenborg for joining the podcast. Make sure you subscribe at Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you soon.